None at all.
But I have a question for you. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes! Christmas presents!
Uh-huh.
Until I get to see what my mom got me.
Uh-huh. You're in trouble. Yeah. So when I say, are you ready for Christmas, what does that exactly mean to you?
I don't
Baby
I
Jesus!
Don't care. One at a time.
I don't care.
Baby Jesus, okay?
Baby Jesus coming to Christ.
Yeah.
What, are you ready for Christmas? No. She's the only one that's honest.
I'm not really ready for Christmas.
No? Okay, here, have you done all your Christmas shopping?
No.
Yes!
I have to go shopping.
No.
Have you put all your Christmas tree and everything, all the decorations up?
I put my tree up, but I don't get lights on it or ornaments yet.
Yes.
Okay. So you're not really ready yet.
I'm really ready. I'm really ready.
Yeah. So we've been preparing for Christmas for a long time, haven't we, Lois?
Only 2 weeks and 3 days.
Uh-huh. See, we've been preparing for Christmas. See, we got these. We got a few left, by the way, in case you need a really original Christmas present. They're here today.
I like it.
And they're for sale.
I like it.
And we have ornaments. See, we've been getting ornaments ready. These aren't on the tree, but we're going to put one on the tree here. After the store. Uh-huh, sit. And we have...
Are these all for
we
free?
Have little... Ooh, yeah, yeah. Little... Ooh. See, we've been preparing Ooh. These as ornaments for Christmas, too.
For the tree at our house?
Well, could be. Well, I've talked to your mom about that. But we've been preparing for Christmas for a long time, haven't we?
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh, back here.
I know the reason for the pine tree.
And here,
Linda. Woo!
There we go.
Linda, I know the reason.
Back over here.
For the pine tree.
Uh-huh.
It points up to Jesus.
It does. And when we prepare for something, we get ready for it, don't we?
That's
and in the Bible, it talks about getting ready for Christ. So when I ask you if you're ready for Christmas, I'm really asking you if you're ready for Christ.
Yes.
Because remember a couple weeks ago we talked about John the Baptist and when he was born and how he was going to lead the way for Christ? In Matthew chapter 3, it says, in those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him.
No, you can't do that.
No.
No. So John the Baptist was here to prepare for Christ. As we prepare for Christmas, what I really want you to understand is that we're preparing for Christ.
No.
We're not just preparing our tree or preparing our house or our yard or our Christmas presents or our food. We're preparing for Christ to come, to be with us. And as John the Baptist went out and told people about Christ coming, we need to also prepare others to receive Christ in their lives. We need to be that person in the desert. You know, I won't ask you to wear camel's hair clothes or eat locusts and wild honey. Would you like a lunch of locusts and
no!
wild honey?
No.
Doesn't sound good to you?
No. Hmm. Did they taste good?
Don't know, never had one.
I don't think you should.
No, I don't think so either.
Good.
No. But we do need to be that person that goes out and tells others that Christ is coming at Christmas. Christ is coming for all of us.
In my pool if I had enough room.
Mm. Now, the children have said they have a song for you. Roger's the one that tells me this, so it's up to Roger.
Roger's leading this.
Roger is leading this, apparently.
Come
so,
on, Roger.
Okay, you're going to sing?
Come on, Roger.
Come on, Roger. Come on, Roger.
All right. Come on, Raven.
Okay.
You ready, Nicole?
Guys?
Roger.
Okay. Guys.
Where are you?
Okay.
Roger. Don't
can I say three?
Where's Roger?
One, go.
Two, three.
The world is here. At earth, the sea, the day.
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
Lord of prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for those who prepare our way. We ask that you be with us and guide us each and every day that we prepare the way for others to know that when we say, are you ready for Christmas, we're really saying, are you ready for Christ to be in your life? In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.